Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from
on a Friday, everybody,
here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. The stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
You know what today is?
It's a big old land with cow.
It is Friday. That's right. That's true.
And happiness ain't out of reach.
But it's also take your dog to work
Heart
Friday.
Pays off the way it should.
Did you know that count?
Yeah, yep. It's always the Friday after Father's Day.
Is that the deal?
Yep, but it hasn't been not that long. It's since 99, if I memory serves. Yeah, I can check.
Take your dog to work day today.
Yep, the Friday after Father's Day, and I'm main man Hudson's here.
And if you're at work and you haven't taken your dog, shame on you today. You can
Alex,
be forgiven, I guess, if you haven't heard.
Alex Taylor said, you don't want my dogs at work. I thought you're right. But Hudson, man, he's awesome.
He is. So I have Hudson today. Hudson is a Labradoodle, and he's pretty low maintenance. Other than he loves to dumpster dive.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to inspect every garbage can.
Every dog does.
Yeah.
So they can get into him.
But he's chilling in here now. So
he is.
He's here in keeping
us. He's one of my faves.
He's taking quality control.
Hudson, buddy.
What's on your mind today? Senator Kevin Cramer is here for a talk radio town hall. Senator Cramer will be here till about 45 past this hour. We also have Dr. Billy Madler from the University of Mary on the nursing shortage. There's still a nursing shortage. I'm going to tell you about that. John Hinderacher in the Center of the American Experiment to talk about Governor Tim Walz at the White House yesterday. Yeah, telling, here's how you do this. Here's how you do woke, Mr. President. Yeah. And then we're going to talk about the Ocean Gate. I want to dig into why it was such a fascination for so many people. I mean, why this story? What was it about it that gripped you? And also a little bit about risk taking, because I think, like the Wright brothers, we got to applaud people who take risks.
Oh, yeah.
And, know that their fate could be exactly what happened to those on the Ocean Gate.
Oh, and you think about all the movies, the kids that got rescued in the cave in Taiwan. That's why we want to cheer that they're okay. We cheer that they'll find them. That, you know, if there's a missing person or a death on Everest or whatever, these risk takers do, we want to cheer them on.
Exactly right. So we're going to talk about that too. Senator Kevin Cramer is here, and the Talk Radio Town Hall is on. If you have a question or comment, 701-271-1100. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. And there's already text coming in, as per usual.
You got the dogs at work, Kev?
I do not. I'm a little bit jealous of y'all, actually. But although if I was in Bismarck, I would, because Barnabas pretty much sits right by my feet in Chris Cramer's office at our house when I do the show from there. But no, I don't. And by the way, Scott, I know you're trying to shame everybody. That's a liberal thing, remember, shame.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Scott.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Please. Good point, Mr. Cramer.
My feelings were starting to get hurt there for a while, and I don't think I can do my job well if my feelings hurt. But all of that said, by the way, can I just say one thing about the Ocean Gate deal? I think one of the things that even makes it more fascinating than the usual sort of rescue situation might be, you know, that Kevin so eloquently articulated, is that we're all still somewhat enamored by the Titanic itself, right? The fact that the Titanic is what they were going down to see, and it's just, we're fascinated by things like that for good reasons in most cases, I'd say.
Yeah, no, good point. There's that mystique as well. And obviously these people paid big money to go get a, and my understanding is they're sitting in this cramped little vessel, and what they see of the Titanic is on TV. It's not even like they're looking out the window trying to, you know, so that is wild.
Anyway, so I'm on my way to the Grand Forks Air Force Base right now, so you can probably tell I'm driving, and you'll hear noise shortly when I get there, because today is a change of command. Colonel Timothy Curry, who's been the commander for the last couple of years, will be stepping down, and this, of course, is a normal ritual, and then Colonel Timothy Monroe will be replacing him. So they literally changed command. The mantle never stops being held by somebody. The flag is always held by somebody, and it will be literally passed on. It's one of my favorite ceremonies in the military, are the change of commands. And one of the things I love the most about it, besides just how elegant they are and how symbolic it all is that they don't want to hear speeches from politicians, so I never have to give a speech.
I'm glad you're there. Well, I want to ask you a little bit about a theme that we've heard from a good chunk of the audience the last couple of weeks, and that is, and we've talked about a version of this before, but about fighting, about you know, the level of fight. Like, people right now are enormously frustrated about the Biden administration, about the woke world in which we live, and they cling on to those Republicans that represent us to go in there and do battle and to fight. What is your response to people who say, please go fight?
Well, it depends on what you mean by fight. I think one of the problems is that for many people, and it comes from their legitimate frustration, by the way, Scott. I don't want to diminish the legitimacy of their frustration with a system that seems corrupt in so many ways and is, and particularly this two-tier justice system that we have, which is, I think, really, really has people up in arms right now. But it depends on what you mean by fight. If fight is take on the fight to a successful conclusion, that sometimes is different than, I want to hear you screaming and hollering, I don't care if you succeed. And I'm afraid people sometimes confuse screaming and hollering for a successful fight. I would submit to you that the next war, the next major war in the world may not involve shooting. It may be a cyber war. It may be an economics war. I just think that the word fight or the emotion of fighting sometimes gets confused for success. Just as an example, I think in the House of Representatives right now, you have Laura Boebert, who, offered up what's called a frivolous motion to bring impeachment charges against the President of the United States for his handling of the southern border, and that goes to the front of the line by the process. Okay, well, that pleases some people. I get that. Except it'll never impeach the president, because an impeachment requires an evidentiary process that involves bringing the charges, identifying the articles, providing the evidence, having a series of investigations as well as trials and hearings, and then, of course, a vote at some point. So I don't want people to be impatient, because there is a fight going on. And we do fight with one hand tied behind our backs as conservatives, because when we have a political fight, we're not just up against another political party. We're up against a very deep state and a bureaucracy that is rigged against you in any little slip up. And by the way, I'd even add to that, probably more significantly, is a media. One of the things I would say today, I have been pleasantly surprised by, and even somewhat, well, pleasantly surprised, I'll leave it at that, that even the network news is covering the whistleblower, the latest IRS whistleblower revelations in the Hunter Biden situation. Because I think even they are starting to see this two-tier system of justice, for example, and the, the favorability of having the last name Biden in the Department of Justice as probably something they should start getting curious about.
So your Lauren Boebert example, I'll have a minute before our break, is an example of not fighting smart. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. But no, she's getting famous over it. But, and I think that's part of the problem with our politics today, is that some people would rather get famous than they than have a result to look to or turn to. And because a privilege motion to impeach the president, that brings us right to the floor. And there's not been any. In fact, even the reasons that she wants to impeach him over, while are legitimate reasons to defeat him in the next election, may not be a crime, a high crime, or a misdemeanor suitable for actual successful impeachment. So let's do it smart.
Yeah, if you're going to fight, you want to get into the ring and just, you don't want to get in and just start swinging. You want to actually have a fight plan.
But I have a sense that a large segment of the base that voted for Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, Senator Hoeven, it's almost like they don't care. You know, they want that level of fight. Darren and Enderlin, first question when we come back on What's on Your Mind. We also have a Supreme Court decision upholding a key Biden deportation policy. Other decisions expected today from the Supreme Court. So we'll have that going as we go. And get Senator Kramer's reaction to them as they come in on What's on Your Mind. More after this break. Darren and Enderlin, you're first up when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, check, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement. Each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at indieestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. You know, Hudson and Finn, the Hannon family dogs that rule the roost, both sleep on a MyPillow pet bed. And what's not to love about a MyPillow pet bed? My gosh, they're great. And they're specially priced right now. When you use the promo code SCOTT, MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Online, MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code Scott. Check out the pet beds. You're going to love them. Darren in Enderlin for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Darren.
Yes, good morning, Senator.
Hi, Darren.
I've been a conservative all of my life, but not always a Republican. But anyway, I'm pretty disgusted with what I understood. I heard the other day, and I saw Fox News do a piece on it. The fact that Democrats, led by Ron Klain, I guess, and Republicans are getting together to squash a third-party candidate is despicable, as far as I'm concerned. Now, I thought we were free in this country. Why would you do that?
I don't know. This is the first I've ever heard of it. It's hard for me to imagine any Republican at all doing anything with Ron Klain other than legislating, so to speak. So I'd never heard. I don't know how you would do that. How did they propose theirs would do that?
There's three articles, the Washington Examiner, the New York Times or something, and one other, and they got together to decide how to squash a third-party candidate if somebody like Joe Manchin or RFK decided to go that route. It's online. I guess I should have brought it up and had it in front of me, but I just don't know why. It's pretty despicable that they get together and do that.
But I guess what I'm curious about is I don't really – yeah, it is despicable, but I can't see them – I don't know what they're doing. In other words, how could you – that's my point. Other than if I understood, are you suggesting that the media outlets are part of it? Is that what you're – because that I could understand. If the media outlets had made some sort of a deal with the White House that, hey, we will ignore, just like we do your crimes, we'll ignore a third-party candidate or something.
Well, how could they? I don't know, but the government has done a lot of things with how could they.
I'm sure it can be done,
but I just don't know why any Republican, conservative Republican, would stand by and let that happen.
Well, I don't even know why a moderate Republican would. to be honest, I don't even know why a moderate Republican would, right? Right? So I will say this. It does highlight, I think, what a high priority sort of the political establishment put on, how high a priority they put on Joe Manchin as a potential independent candidate. Now, if Joe Manchin is an independent candidate for president, it hurts Democrats and it helps Republicans. I don't know why you wouldn't be for that when you're a Republican.
That was part of the article. Yeah. The Republicans don't want Trump to win, and with a strong third party candidate, it would favor Trump winning in the House of Representatives or whatever if nobody got a clear electoral vote.
It's just aggravating. It's aggravating. This, like I said, this is the first I've heard about it, and it may be because it doesn't necessarily have a lot of. While it sounds sexy, it probably doesn't have a lot of validity. But Scott, yesterday, just to put some perspective around this, and our different system of democracy than all of the others. Ours is very, very special. That's not to say it can't be manipulated. But yesterday, Prime Minister Modi spoke to a joint session of Congress, a prime minister from India. And I've met him before. I've had lunch with him. I've heard him speak before. He's a charismatic fellow. India is the world's largest democracy. And he talked a lot about democracies. I just sort of grin when he talks about democracies, because while India is a democracy, it is not a democracy like us. Just as an example, he pointed to the fact that they have over 2,500, I think it was 2,500 or was it 25,000, different political parties in India. So I don't advocate for that. And even if you had 1.4 billion people, I think that's it. But if that's what people want to do, let people do it. And they form coalitions then after their parties have their elections and all that. But our systems boil down to basically two parties, largely because history has, sort of drawn a line between conservative and liberal. Joe Manchin just happens to sort of have one foot in each side of that that line. And so he actually presents for the first time since Ross Perot, you know, a significant threat to one party's base if he should run for president as an independent.
Darren, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. There was a shakeup in the Republican Party leadership last weekend. A week ago today, I guess. Where new chair, new district chairs, I guess not district chairs, but all the other leadership positions in the party. What was your take on that?
Yeah, first of all, I wasn't shocked by it. And it was, what was interesting to me is my understanding is it was a one vote margin. So I think it demonstrates what we've always known, and that is that we're closely divided, not just as a country and as an electric body in North Dakota. But I don't make a super lot of it because, quite honestly, at the end of the day, when you have every elected office as a political party and the only people you have to fight with are yourselves, you tend to fight with yourselves. And that's sort of where we are. It's a consequence of our success over the decades. I was a young party chairman when we didn't have anybody elected to statewide office except, you know, three sort of, two public service commissioners and an auditor. And, I'll take this every day of the week over what that was like. But I just think it's a somewhat a product of our success. And I also think it's an indication, though, of growing activism, even with all of our success, which is not a good thing. I mean, aren't we grateful to have that kind of discussion and debate, going on within our party? And I think, frankly, Sandy Stanford is probably as good a person as we could hope for at the helm in a situation like this, because she's feisty and she's smart and she's got great convictions. She's also a peacemaker. She's not a, you know, she's not a divisive person. And so I'm actually looking forward to working with her.
Texter says there's already a different type of war happening right now. We are in it. If you're waiting for accountability from the Justice Department to charge Biden with the evidence, it'll never happen. You could force their hand from the House by putting the already massive amounts of evidence that we already know and get it out there with an impeachment. We will keep getting pummeled if we try to play nice when the other side breaks all the rules and pays off the refs.
Yeah, I'm not real. I don't disagree with anything that's being said there. I'm not really sure what they want other than to state the point. I think they're right about the Justice Department. They're right that we cannot, if we think justice is going to be served by the Justice Department filing formal charges, you know, that would be a fluke if it happened. So it's sort of like Bill Clinton. A lot of people say, you know, Bill Clinton, it makes me mad that he never had to pay for his crimes. And I always say, would you like to be in his head? Can you imagine the prison he's in? So we have to have political victories, and impeachment is the one. It's the one remedy for a president. And I think there are impeachable effects, particularly if this stuff is proven to be true and the whistleblower stuff comes to the surface. But if you don't go through the regular process, you won't be successful at the end.
Short break. Back with more. One more segment to go with Senator Kramer. Call us 701-271-1100. Text 237-1590. More of your calls next.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard confirms the submersible used to view the Titanic was found demolished on the ocean floor and its five passengers are dead. A robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic wreckage yesterday afternoon. It disappeared Sunday about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts in the North Atlantic. With more than 30 descents to Titanic, James Cameron on ABC News believes the design of the Titan submersible was flawed from the start.
You know, this Ocean Gate sub had sensors on the inside of the hull to give them a warning when it was starting to crack. And I think if that's your idea of safety, then you're doing it wrong. And they probably had warning that their hull was starting to delaminate, that they had dropped their ascent weights and they were coming up trying to manage an emergency.
Lance Pry, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience waiting for you on this Friday. Southern Chicken Bowl or Pulled Pork today at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. That pulled pork sounds like a Friday kind of meal, doesn't it? Sloppy Joe's, too, 12th and I-29. Pulled Pork Sandwiches in Harwood, now we're talking. Great location there in Harwood, right off the interstate. Also, Mac and Beef, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, PetroServe USA, Sweet and Sour Chicken in Glendon. Meatballs in Yulin, when have meatballs ever not just hit the spot, you know?
Yeah, admit sweet and sour chicken in Glendon. That's my spot.
Also, Sloppy Joe's at 45th Street, Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Final segment with Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall, 701-271-1100 to ask your questions. 701 to text us, 701-237-1590. Denny Moorhead for Senator Cramer. Go, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'm against any pardon for whether it be Hunter Biden or Joe Biden if all of these things prove true. And I'm against presidential pardons where a president would be able to pardon himself, which hasn't been established yet. But, I mean, a guy could commit murder and pardon himself. Yeah. But the other thing I'd like to say is in regards to the evidence against, have you read the indictment of President Trump in the document case?
I've not read the entire indictment. I have read pretty good chunks of it, however, but I've not read the entire thing, no.
Okay, well, instead of a smoking gun, it looks like an arsenal. But the thing about it is that if he's declassified that, as he once said, that would be more egregious than anything, because once that was declassified, everybody has a right to a copy of that. And that would totally compromise our security. Would you agree, and would you want him to be held accountable for that?
Yes. Yeah, so this is a really important point he's making, Scott, that I think is missed on a lot of people. And it doesn't really matter what side of the overriding issue you're on. This talk of presidents can declassify, which they can, by the way. We know that to be true. That doesn't mean they should. And I think that's the caller's point is if it's sensitive and, you know, top secret because it could reveal, you know, important secrets, it could reveal sources, it could be, you know, all that sort of thing, we shouldn't be declassified. So I think the caller's right to just remind us that it's just because you can declassify it doesn't mean you should or you should have and therefore it's okay. I actually think with regard to the documents themselves, there's a couple things. One is we make a lot of sort of these things like nuclear codes and battle plans and all that. Most of that stuff isn't even relevant a day or two later. A battle plan is only good until it's no good anymore. And so the fact that it never gets declassified, also doesn't mean that it's not, that it's sensitive. And so the category of information is often declassified or classified, as opposed to whether it's important or secret or sensitive or not. And I think we get confused about a lot of that. The other thing is, if there's a, if he's, I think what the courts will find out, or what they'll go doing through this process, that what they'll explore isn't just the evidence, but whether or not it's even the right law, it, whether or not it's, it, you know, it's, Presidential Records Act versus, versus, you know, other legal issues. And I think that's probably going to be the bigger debate, as opposed to debating the evidence itself.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. Because,
and then there's the two tiers of justice thing, which clouds the whole thing, Scott. It clouds the whole thing. And I appreciate the caller saying he doesn't want any Bidens pardoned if they're, have the opportunity to, or any presidents to pardon themselves. I think presidential pardon thing is a, you know, pretty loose deal, to say the least. I don't disagree with any of that.
You think Donald Trump's going to win the Republican nomination?
I do. I do think he's going to. And I think the more Republicans that get into the race, the more likely he is to. I did, by the way, my chief sent me the Washington Examiner story about the No Labels group that was meeting with Republicans and Democrats. And the No Labels are former Republican legislators and members of Congress, I guess. But I, for the life of me, as I even glanced through it quickly during the break, cannot see how it benefits. Well, they just want to keep Donald Trump out of election. That I understand now as I read the story. I don't see how Joe Biden is a better alternative than Donald Trump to anybody that's even a moderate Republican. Joe Biden is a certifiably left-wing, crazy socialist. I mean, he's awful for America, and we are living through how awful he is.
So Trump wins the nomination. Does Trump win the general election, 2024?
Well, if right now he leads in some polls in the general election, if the opposition is Joe Biden. But, Scott, as you know, this is what campaigns are for and what they're all about. The thing about Donald Trump, there's nothing left to learn. I mean, there's nothing left to be surprised by. Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He's nothing if not transparent. You may not like his transparency. You may not like what you see through the transparency. But that is who he is. The opposition research on another candidate is, you know, sort of the unknown. So he's a known entity, as is Joe Biden. I mean, he, you know. I just think what I fear is that we're going to have a very unenthusiastic election. But at the end of the day, it'll produce a winner.
Mark and Grand Forks,
he could win.
Sorry about that. Mark and Grand Forks for Senator Kevin Cramer.
Hey, good morning, Senator Cramer. I know that we've talked about this before, but now that the Senate just had the vote and evidently did not vote to push back on the AR-15 brace bill.
Yeah.
What do we as North Dakota citizens? Okay, so my question is, what do we as North Dakota citizens do if now this rule enacted by unelected bureaucrats is enforceable with the penalty of felonies? What do we do? Do we just kowtow and say, okay, come take away my constitutionally guaranteed Second Amendment right, which has been already said to be completely legal? Do we just give away our constitutional rights, or what protections do we have when they can just redefine things on a whim?
Well, great question. First of all, it's not necessarily the end of the issue. Obviously, it's a rule. It comes out of the ATF, an agency. Obviously, the rule can be changed under different leadership. That doesn't settle anything. You just sort of have a ping pong back and forth depending on which party's in the White House. What he's talking about, Scott, is this pistol brace issue that the ATF is, you know, basically outlawing pistol braces, which, as I've often said and we've discussed on the show with Mark, it's actually an aid to using a weapon. It doesn't make the weapon more dangerous. It makes it probably safer in a lot of cases for a lot of people. But it's sort of a backdoor way for the administration, through the ATF, to take away some Second Amendment rights. He's exactly right. That said, the way to ultimately settle it is with litigation, unfortunately. And therein lies, by the way, some victories that we've enjoyed where we fought smart, where Mitch McConnell, of course, making sure that Merrick Garland doesn't become a Supreme Court justice, And instead, I know. Isn't
oh,
it?
Yeah, my gosh.
I know. Take a deep breath and think about that for a moment.
Oh.
Think about what Mitch McConnell did before Donald Trump was president to stop that from happening and how what a bullet we dodged with that. Yeah. So anyway, back to my point. We now have a Supreme Court that is a 6-3, I would say 5.5 to 3.5 Republican or conservative majority that's, you know, finding some pretty favorable lanes, obviously. I don't even think you can overestimate how favorable they've been with regard to states' rights and federalism and private property rights. So, you know, that's the next phase, I would say, is that if, in fact, the rule goes into place and then is enforced somewhere, it would create an enforcement situation that could very well be litigated, if not litigated even before that, by some sort of class action. And I think we need to be preparing for that as states or as Second Amendment advocates and various groups.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Others welcome. 701-271-1100. Let me rip through a couple of texts here.
Sure.
What's the magic number of whistleblowers for Republicans?
Yeah.
10, 10 20, 30, 100. Democrats impeach Trump with one anonymous whistleblower. Another listener says, Mr. Kramer made my points perfectly. Trump's impeachment never would have succeeded, but the Dems did it anyway. And Trump is always referred to as a twice-impeached president. Biden should be also. Mutually assured destruction is the only way to get the ship in Washington back on course. Is Kramer not willing to do that?
So I think some people are confused about impeachment. The Senate doesn't impeach, so the impeachment has to begin in the House of Representatives. But even with the phony impeachment, that person was so bad, it's already been proven to be completely opposite. And this is why Adam Schiff was censured yesterday or the day before in the House of Representatives, because he literally used his position as chairman to lie to the American people, to the media, to everybody else, to his colleagues, to swearing up and down that there was evidence to prove Russian collusion. And then they went after, you know, President Trump over this phone call with President Zelensky, and we don't need to relitigate all that. And they used that to impeach him, and the caller's right. But even in that situation, they didn't bring an issue to the floor and just have an up or down vote on impeachment. They went through a process, albeit not a very justice-oriented process, but they went through those motions. And I think you're going to see the same thing in the House. I think you're already seeing it, but they're going to build the record, because it's a much, much, much better outcome when you build the evidentiary record before you cast the vote for impeachment. What's the match? I don't know. They've got so many whistleblowers. Jim Jordan, as you know, and House Republicans and Judiciary Committee and Oversight Committee have brought a lot of whistleblower information to the forefront. And in the most recent case, of course, an actual whistleblower by name. Whistleblowers are afforded certain protections, but some of them have the courage to step up and just present themselves, which is obviously very high risk. So
only half a minute.
Play out.
Only a half a minute for your answer here, but the question from a listener by text, Senator Kramer, the entire Biden administration has completely opened our southern border. That
right.
In and of itself is treason, according to any reasonable.
Yeah. See, therein lies a little bit of problem. That's actually not treason. That's really bad public policy. This is what elections are designed to settle. And there are going to be better things to impeach him on, in my view, than the southern border debacle. The southern border debacle is a disaster. It's the reason he should be defeated. It's the reason we have a House of Representatives, a Republican House of Representatives, quite honestly.
We'll leave it there.
I just think we need to pick our fights carefully and execute strategically.
Enjoy the change of command ceremony at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. A historic day there for the men and women of the Air Force.
And a very important base. A very, very important base, Scott.
No kidding. We don't even know. We can't know all the reasons it's important. Thanks, Senator.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.
Here Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA, Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman Counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Wanaska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Hettinger Counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You know, our friends at the University of Mary are committed to supporting members of our armed forces with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, Mary's military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military. Speaking of the University of Mary, we're going to chat with them in just a moment. One of their associate dean of nursing there, actually, about the fact that there is still a nursing shortage. That's right. Don't hear a lot about it anymore. There was obviously a fairly robust effort to recruit nurses for a while, but it seems to have kind of quieted down, but it shouldn't. Still to come on the program today, we have John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment. We're going to spend some time talking about Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota going to the White House with his whole team to tell them how to get things done.
Define things.
Yeah.
What
things
are we talking about?
To get woke done.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you do woke?
So many special things came out of that legislative session in St. Paul.
Oh, man.
It's
going to be a ripple effect like you can't believe for decades.
Yeah. Say goodbye to Minnesota nice, really.
We'll talk about that story. What else do I have for you? Well, I promise we're going to do this. We have captured a phone call from Donald J. Trump to Adam Schiff. Unfortunately, Shifty Schiff didn't answer the phone, so President Trump had to leave a message. And we have some really good sources that picked this up, and we're going to share that with you. It's a perfect Friday little fun. So that's coming up. And then I also want to spend some time on the whole OceanGate thing. I'm very curious why this story, why this endeavor and the search and everything else sort of became front and center. It was everything. So we're going to talk about that, too, coming up. Texter says, hey, good morning, Scott. Heard you say it was bring your dog to work day, so I had to whip around and come home for this guy. And he sent me a photo of him and his dog. How about that?
Very nice.
Exactly right. So if you can, go get your dog and bring him to work. And Hudson's still here having a grand old time. That's for sure. Dr. Billy Madler is here. She's the Associate Dean of Nursing at the University of Mary. We're going to talk a little bit about this nursing shortage. Dr. Madler, welcome to the program. Nice to have you back. How are you?
Thanks so much for inviting me. And I forgot to bring my dog. I might have to run home and grab him.
There you go. Good reason to head home and bring the dog back in. Make everybody happy. People love the dogs when they're here. So, yeah, spread the word. It's bring your dog to work day. So we've all heard about the nursing shortage, I guess, but less recently. Can you tell me more about what is contributing to this shortage?
Absolutely. It is, near crisis mode for nursing. The shortage persists. And like you said, we heard a whole lot about it during the pandemic, but maybe not as much now outside of the trenches of the nursing profession. Shortages have been cyclic in nursing, and there's a lot of contributing factors. This particular shortage is kind of complex. Lots of different factors. There's more people over the age of 65 than ever in the nation's history, so more people of the age that require more care. Our workforce in nursing is older. The average age of RNs is 52. So that shouldn't make us feel any better about this shortage coming to a resolution when we think about retirement ages in the next 10 to 15 years. There's also a faculty shortage. Enrollments nationally have gone down slightly, 1.4%. And then retention is an issue in nursing. And probably one of the most alarming statistics is as many as 30% of new nurses are leaving the profession after only 1 year. So that signals a lot for nursing educators like myself and for nurse leaders about what do we do to help prepare nurses for what they're entering better and help, provide them the skills with grit and resiliency for this occupation. Not only that, there's research that says only about 23% of brand new nurses are actually ready for the workforce. So that signals to us as educators that nurses know a lot when they graduate, but they're entering a complex arena and it's hard to apply all of that. And so we're doing all kinds of things at the University of Mary, where nursing is a flagship program. We know that we probably buck the trends that are in national reports already, but we're forever always striving for excellence.
That's fantastic. About 30 seconds left. Give me an example where the University of Mary is, you talk about striving for excellence and meeting this crisis. Give me an example how you do that.
Oh, wow. We've implemented so many things. We've implemented a success coach that has the number one role of helping persistence and success academically, we're significantly expanding our simulation center and increasing our direct patient care clinical hours. And we're launching a nursing academy in the fall where 30 students will earn their BSN degree tuition-free with the help of our local clinical partners. And so we want to prepare more nurses, but we also want to prepare really qualified nurses.
Fantastic. Dr. Billy Madler, Associate Dean of Nursing at the University of Mary, on something we all ought to be concerned about. And I heard you say it's a crisis, the nursing shortage. So it's time to pay attention. Glad you're doing what you're doing to mitigate that crisis, Dr. Madler, and the whole team at the University of Mary. Thank you for the time today.
Thanks so much.
What was Minnesota Governor Tim Walz doing at the White House yesterday? Actually, he was at the state dinner, the big state dinner with Prime Minister Modi as well. So he was a red carpet treatment at the White House. What was that all about? We're going to find out when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Order.